Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
As always, Ron, from 1 to 4 this afternoon. Then after 4 o'clock, you can hear the show, parts that you missed, John Cobell Show on Demand. It's the podcast, and you can listen to the whole thing or half of it or 5 minutes or not at all. Moist line for Friday, already taking calls, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. That's 877-664-7886. You know, we have a completely broken system, obviously, when it comes to other people coming into this country. There's lots of illegal aliens. I heard today that for the last 3+ years of the Biden administration, there has been 8 million people total that have crossed the border. 8 million. Some of them have been returned. Some of them are the same people. But that's the total number. Now, on average, during the Obama and Trump administrations, you had 1.7 million people counted coming over. Now, under what's left of Biden's corpse, 8 million. But that's not the only issue going on. There are people legally coming to this country and getting tourist visas, and they land in Los Angeles specifically. And then they fan out. There's a whole group of them. And they fan out and they start breaking into homes and stealing expensive stuff. Now, this has been going on for a number of years. And we have covered this issue several times before. It's big in L.A. and Orange County in the wealthier neighborhoods. The Los Angeles Times did a piece over the weekend centering on Chilean. A Chilean theft ring that comes to this country, and they bust into neighborhoods like Pacific Palisades and also north of the 118 freeway. Any nice neighborhoods north of the 118. They focused first for the purposes of their story. They had helicopters and drones, and they were flying around Scottsdale, Arizona. And they set it up dramatically that the police officers hunted for a member of an international heist ring suspected of swiping jewels and luxury goods from homes across Los Angeles. Guys in Scottsdale. Helicopters, drones. They find the guy under a tree. You know who he is? A 17-year-old from Chile. 17. They first arrested him on February 29th in Pacific Palisades, along with three other Chileans. They were caught casing homes in the Palisades. They tracked down the crew. A security camera captured the license plate of their car, and they traced it to burglaries in East Hollywood. There are a lot of license plate cameras around now, and local people are buying them, and they're setting it up in front of their properties. They have their own private security services, and they're snapping license plates of suspicious vehicles and feeding them to police. Now, this guy, as I said, 17, he was arrested February 29th, but he was let out. He was let out on bail. And he continued thieving. These are Chileans, Peruvians, Ecuadorians, Colombians, and everybody agrees that there's been a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups outside the country coming here and stealing from people. Here's another guy, Felipe Leyva Solis, 33 years old. August 17th last year, Burbank police arrested him. A woman hiding in the bathroom of her home said four men broke in through a sliding door. And this Leyva Solis character was found in a nearby yard. They thought he'd burglarized four other homes in Burbank, released on bail, but picked up again in December in Glendale. And he was behind a string of burglaries in that city as well. And the cities go to court begging for these guys to be held, but the judges let him go. In fact, Leyva Solis was tied to 30 burglaries in West Los Angeles. So his group burglarized in Glendale, burglarized in Burbank, burglarized in West Los Angeles. When they catch him, he gets out. He used a fake passport to open an account at Bank of America, and he sent $23,000 back home. You know how they get in here? On a tourist visa. But for tourist visas, they don't do any background checks. So this guy can travel back and forth between the U.S. and Chile. It doesn't matter if he's been arrested. It doesn't matter any. He gets waved right through. Here's another one involving the same group. December 27th, LAPD arrested three guys tied to Leyva Solis near Coldwater Canyon Drive, south of Mulholland, near Beverly Hills. They found $1 million worth of stolen designer purses, clothing, watches, jewelry. They think from one heist. Broke into one rich lady's house, got $1 million worth of purses and clothing and jewelry. December 30th, another West LA burglary. Beverly Hills police went after a Mercedes, and they arrested a female driver and four other suspects. Finally, Leyva Solis is being held without bail. And now, in Orange County, Todd Spitzer has prosecuted. We had him on the air about this. He's prosecuted South American thieves, and he sued the federal government for issues involving the visa requirements for Chilean visitors. Because the Chilean government, according to Spitzer, refused to abide by a requirement to give the U.S. the history of Chilean citizens who use a special visa program. This visa program allows them to enter the U.S. for 90-day periods an unlimited number of times. So we don't do background checks. We're not allowed to do background checks on these criminals who've committed a lot of crimes in Chile, and then they come here and commit more because we don't do anything. Takes a long time to catch them. We catch them, they get out on bail, they go around thieving some more. Go back to that teenager I told you they arrested in Arizona. Oh, he had fake Venezuelan paperwork on him. He claims his parents left him alone in the U.S. with a family friend. And this is behind, I'm sure, some of the smash and grab robberies as well. So they're coming through LAX. They jump into a car and then they start breaking into homes. And with all the levels of government we have, nobody does anything to stop. It's just unbelievable. The thing is, we've been doing this story for 5 years. And our stupid governments haven't. All you have to do is, I think you should be suspicious of any young male traveling by himself coming from Chile, who's repeatedly used these visas. Because they're going back home after they make their millions of dollars. They go back home for a while. They steal in Chile, and then they come back here to do another run. Guys who are constantly coming back and forth, young, male. You know, and countries that don't want to participate and rather cooperate with us, it's cut off their aid. Cut off the American aid to these countries. And then see what happens. Use a big stick and say, you know what? You're cut off. You're misbehaving. You're punished now. Got more coming up. We got Sandy Wells live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
A crash on the 10 freeway in LA's University Park area has killed a man and hurt five other people, including four children. A gray whale has washed ashore and died in Malibu. It was spotted Saturday by a guy flying his drone near the shoreline off Point Doom. A charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens out of Haiti has landed in Miami. State Department officials say more than 30 people were on the government-chartered flight yesterday. Southland weather from KFI, partly cloudy, warm with a slight chance of a shower or thunder shower this afternoon. Highs upper 60s to low 70s along the coast, around 80 in the valley.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, Blake Trolley from KFI News. They have arrested five people involved in the killings of six people in the Mojave Desert. Remember when this happened? Apparently it's over illegal marijuana grows, illegal marijuana farms. And I guess this is maybe like drug cartel stuff, rival drug gangs. Anyway, six people ended up shot to death out in the desert. And they've got the five they believe were involved in it. It was a mass murder. The victims had been severely burned. They'd all been shot, and they haven't even identified all the victims. Two of them haven't been identified. Now, since this is happening in San Bernardino County, they're actually holding these guys on bail. Can you imagine that? I have to look up what the word bail means. You know, because the general procedures here in L.A. County. But there, if you shoot to death and burn six people, yeah, no bail for you. They are tough. They're inhumane in San Bernardino County. And, of course, these guys are probably illegal aliens as well, involved in Mexican drug cartels. Probably. As long as we're talking about illegal aliens and suspected criminals, how about a suspected terrorist? You're familiar with Hezbollah. They are the terrorist group based in Lebanon on Israel's north border, financed by Iran. Iran pays for Hezbollah. There's a lot of soldiers in the Hezbollah army, and they have a lot of weapons. One of these Hezbollah soldiers made it into the United States, crossing the border illegally in El Paso. And he was caught by U.S. Border Patrol just a few days ago, about a week ago. And his name is Bassel Abadi. Could be Basil Bassel Abadi. He's 22. So Border Patrol asked him, what are you doing in the United States? You know how he responded? He said, I'm going to try and make a bomb. Actually said that. New York Post got an exclusive Border Patrol document. Quote, I'm going to try to make a bomb. He said he was trying to flee Lebanon and Hezbollah because he didn't want to kill people. And once you're in, you can never get out. So he was giving conflicting responses. Let's trust him on his first response. He was headed to New York City. said he trained with Hezbollah for 7 years, and he was an active member. His job was to guard weapons locations. He did that for 4 more years. So 7 years of training, 4 years as a guard. My God, he's only 22. He's been doing this since he was 11. I don't know if the math adds up there. His training was centered on jihad. It's like he got a degree, a major in jihad. And his training also focused on killing people who were not Muslim. Of course, he comes here. He didn't have documents when he entered the U.S. He had some cockamamie story that he was robbed with a knife in Costa Rica. They found he's used a fake birthday and a fake name in other countries, Sweden, Ecuador, and Panama. So he's gotten around. He wanted to go to New York and then move around the country. They sat him down with the sat down with the tactical terrorism response team. And because they accused him of making terroristic threats. Now, according to the documents the New York Post got a hold of, he was marked for deportation from the United States, but it wasn't clear where he was going to be sent. Now, how's that going to stop him? He'll just come over the border again, and now that he's learned the system, he'll learn to do it without getting captured. So we're going to send him back somewhere? And then, see, this is what's really going on. Border agents in the year 2022 had 98 encounters with individuals on the terror watch list. In 2023, it was 172. So it went from 98 to 172. These are the ones that they run into. Both borders, north and south. So far in 2024, 59 people have been apprehended. And here's another guy they got. Carlos Obed Yepes Bedoya, 40-year-old. And he's a terrorist. Boy, these guys are pushing middle age, and they're still in the terror game. But for every guy they catch, because remember, these most of the time, this guy's only 22, the first guy I talked about, Basal Abadi. He's 22. He doesn't know what he's doing. The older guys, they know how to evade capture much better. Maybe this was, and if there's no jail for the 22-year-old, then he's going to make another run at it. And look at all that he's learned. Now he's a veteran. Next time, well, he's going to come in. We're not going to know until his bomb blows up. You imagine, though? He actually admits to the Border Patrol that he came here to make a bomb, and all we're going to do is toss him back. All right, we come back. We're going to play you some audio from police body cam footage. This story is funny. There's a woman who got really drunk at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. This happened a few months ago, but they just released the footage and some of the video. And she started insulting the cops' penises. She seemed to have a fixation on the size of the officers' penises. You'll have to hear the clip to make any sense of it.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand, iHeart app. And you could hear what you missed. It's the podcast. Blake Trolley from KFI News coming up after 2 o'clock. They had a real mass murder out in the desert some weeks ago. Six people were shot dead. Turned out they're illegal aliens involved in the drug industry. They were fighting over marijuana farms and, I guess, territory. They have arrested five people involved in the six deaths. They were shot to death. A couple of them were burned. We're going to talk with Blake Trolley to give us the details. Now, I don't know, you've probably seen the news, maybe worse, you were actually stuck in this thing. LAX, I don't know what makes people in government do the stupid things they do, but LAX, they closed lanes on Century Boulevard through Sunday morning. It was supposed to be a Saturday night thing on Century Boulevard, but the lanes stayed closed, and people got involved in horrible traffic around LAX. Can I tell you something? I've flown to a lot of places. I have never seen any airport in any city that has the traffic LA has around LAX. That is the most badly designed, short-sighted, absurd layout. And they keep doing these construction projects and nothing gets better. I mean, the whole that whole airport probably ought to be bulldozed and they ought to... I don't know. They need to take over some city, some worthless area, and just bulldoze everything and put up a new airport. This is just so awful. They're installing the automated people mover, a driverless transit system that's supposed to alleviate traffic around the airport. It's going to come in 2028 for the Summer Olympic Games. I don't know if this thing is going to work or not. Who knows? Because they can make all the promises they want. They can create models, prototypes. They can do AI video on it, and it all look wonderful. But somehow, because of the stupidity of the people, look, the government attracts, like, the bottom 10% of humanity. It does. You don't get the best and brightest. You get the worst and dimmest. And so who knows if this thing is going to work. But one thing I'll tell you, you're going to see a lot of things done that they would never do for us during non-Olympic times, like during all the other years of our life. They're going to be cleaning up the garbage off the streets. They're going to be collecting the homeless encampments. Not now, but leading up to 2028. And that's the only thing that will motivate them to even do a half-ass job to make the place livable. In any event, the automated people mover, I guess they're obviously doing massive construction, and they should be working on the overnights. Instead, they decided to do it on Sunday morning. And it was taking drivers 52 minutes to get through the upper level of LAX, 20 minutes to get through the lower level. But that wasn't even the peak. That was at 1 o'clock. At 11:30, the upper level took 91 minutes to get through. Now, a lot of people don't have 91 minutes to go through LAX, so people were abandoning their Ubers and walking to the airport. One guy posted on Twitter, absolutely horrendous traffic, more than an hour to go, a half a mile. A half. When they saw that happening, why didn't they just pull down the construction barriers? Why didn't they just surrender and make life easy? Of course, no one knew this was coming unless you follow their stupid Twitter account. At 11 o'clock, they posted LAX. We are anticipating increased traffic congestion at LAX. Guests are encouraged to arrive early, pre-book parking, and use our cell phone waiting lots to help with vehicle traffic. Now, this was delaying flights because a lot of people couldn't get to the flights on time. And it was terrible. Absolutely. You imagine taking an hour and a half to go a half a mile? And I don't know, when they had their meeting, I don't know when they planned this construction project. They sit down and say, well, if we do this on a Sunday morning, what do you think is going to happen? I think it's probably going to back up traffic for an hour and a half. Okay, fine. Let's go. Let's do it. Or did they not think that was going to happen? And then you wonder why people go to the airport and they completely lose their minds. We've got some audio to play for you. I'm going to explain this up front so it makes some sense. This is from September. They're just releasing it. A woman got really drunk. Don't know her name. She looks middle-aged, short blonde hair. And she got loaded, and she admitted she'd had two very full vodka tonics. And she was creating a disturbance. The cops came to arrest her for public intoxication. I wish they'd do that for the homeless guys on the street. Eventually, they had to carry her out of the airport. And she started screaming insults about their salary, their penis sizes, their sex lives. She's bragging about her platinum frequent flyer status. And, just was a mess. It's amazing what one woman, just one person, can do to cause a ruckus if you're drunk enough. So let's play. This is 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and we'll try to explain what's going on here of the woman at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
When did you start pulling your phone out to record? As soon as they said you
could? I don't know when my phone recording is an issue unless you have an issue. So I don't think my cord recording and you and I have a conversation. If you want to let me off and I let you off, we're good. Otherwise, off. My plane has already left. Off. Okay. Either arrest me now, detain me.
You are detained.
Great.
That's why you're in.
Then give me a detain, and then I would like to contact my lawyer.
Okay. She's in handcuffs.
Great. Okay. Then let's contact my lawyer.
Okay.
Then let's do that now because I'm done. I am trying to be nice, and now I'm done. So let's call my lawyer.
Okay. We can do that.
Great. No. Now. I have a lawyer now. No, I have a lawyer now. Do I have a lawyer now?
Do not move.
Do I have a lawyer now?
Do not move.
Do I have a lawyer now?
No.
Do I have a legal right to a lawyer now?
No.
Then
right now.
Do I have a legal lawyer to desire now, or yes or no?
No, you're being detained right now.
I do not have an option to a lawyer right now. You're telling me I do not.
That's right.
Wow.
So I do not have an option to a lawyer right now.
You're not under arrest.
Then I get to go on my own.
You are being detained.
So I'm being detained. Then I want a lawyer.
Yeah. We good as far as the
PI? No lawyer if you're detained?
You're under arrest for PI.
Okay. Now you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Is this your stuff?
Yeah. What did I do exactly?
You're under arrest for public intoxication.
What did I do? Stop!
All right.
Stop!
We're charging you with resistance.
I have a recording. pieces of mediocre your life. You make yourself look good, making 60 grand a year. You tiny piece of. You feel good your wife with your 5-inch. You can.
I gotta flag that one.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. Stand up.
Okay, stand up. Nope. And get a wheelchair. That's fine. She can stay there.
They're, so they're struggling trying to carry her out.
Yep, she did.
They strapped her legs together and carried her horizontally.
Did you catch the end, though?
What's the end?
She pissed herself.
Oh, did they say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, play that. Play that end.
Herself? Yep, she did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, I can smell it.
I can smell it. She pissed herself. Well, she was so drunk and so worked up. And one of the lines is, you bleeping tiny piece of bleep. You feel bleeping your wife with your bleeping 5-inch bleep? You think there's a husband at home waiting for her? Nah, he would have died by now. Okay. I wish they'd publish her name.
She didn't give it to the cops at the time, so that's why they
didn't. Oh, I see. I noticed on the Daily Mail, they had a little tag that says, if you know this woman, will you contact us? They have a hotline.
Probably got a couple bucks for bucks with your name on it, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, more coming up. Blake Trolley on the 6 people that were killed some weeks ago in the desert in San Bernardino. Big drug gang war over marijuana.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, Blake Trolley. There was a disaster in the desert some weeks ago. There were 6 people shot dead, some of them burned. This is illegal alien drug cartel employees. Anyway, they've arrested 5 others involved with the deaths. So there's 5 arrested. There's 6 dead. We're going to have Blake Trolley from KFI News sort out that story for us. Gavin Newsom. New York Post did a story about Gavin Newsom's very bad month. And there are 3 components to this. First component is, you may have not been following this, but they're still counting the votes in the election. The election was March 5th. And it is now, what, March 18th? And they haven't finished counting. And there was this Proposition 1 on the ballot. And we told you to vote no. And boy, if just a few more of you had voted no, we could have stopped this thing. It's about blowing $6 billion more dollars on homeless stuff. You know, the kind of bill that creates more homeless people. I mean, they claim it's going to go for treatment beds and housing units for mental illness and addiction. But we've already blown billions of dollars on all that. Nothing ever gets built. And more homeless people end up on the street, more drug addicts, more mental patients. Anyway, right now, they've got over 95% of the vote in. And the yes vote is at 3,527,000. The no vote, 3,507,000. It's almost exactly 20,000 votes different. So it's 50.14% to 49.86%. So the 20,000 votes apart, over 7 million. And Los Angeles voted for this thing 54 to 46. And shame on the people in Los Angeles County. You people have gotten bilked by the city, the county, and now the state 3 times in 7 years. Prop H, Prop HHH, and now there's Prop 1. And they keep pulling the same scam on Los Angeles residents. You know, if you just pay more in tax money, if we just borrow more money, you'll see all the homeless people will get the treatment and the drug addiction therapy that they need. Yeah, right. Now, Orange County, they have better sense. They voted this down 58-42. Riverside County voted it down 54-46. San Bernardino, 56-44. San Diego County, 52-48. So the outlying counties voted this thing down. But in L.A. County, are you people true believers? You think if the government is just funded properly, they'll be able to treat these poor souls and cure their drug addictions and cure their mental illness? It's just a matter of not having enough money and resources. And Gavin Newsom knows what he's doing, and I trust giving him another $6 billion. Just choke me to death. Also, what's affecting Newsom is his budget is $73 billion in deficit, and they're finding now it's more than that. And he keeps having a hissy fit and denying it, claiming that the media and other outside entities are not analyzing the budget properly. But no, it's massively in debt. He blew a lot of money. When you start giving health care to illegal aliens, when you start giving free lawyers to illegal aliens, yeah, that adds up. And people are increasingly losing trust in him. I thought it was clear from the moment he was mayor of San Francisco. But wow, does he make hearts flutter in this state. I mean, hearts go pity-pat. But now he's getting a little older. He's getting a little more jowly. His hair's going gray. Not quite as cute. And maybe people are seeing that he's nothing more than a pretty boy boob. His approval rating is down below 50%. And since most people weren't paying attention to Prop 1, it more or less is you voted for it if you like Newsom and you voted against it if you don't trust him. And it's almost a 50-50 split at this point. Also, what's not been put to bed is... And this has to continually be covered up, is the Panera Bread controversy. Greg Flynn, a billionaire, a buddy of Newsom, a major campaign donor, Flynn gave Newsom $164,000. Greg Flynn is one of Newsom's oldest buddies. He gives Gavin $164,000 for Gavin's campaigns. And in return, when it came time for the minimum wage, being $20 an hour for fast food workers, Panera Bread got a carve out, is what they call it. In other words, money exchanged hands, and there's a break. Panera Bread, and let's see, remember what it was? It was if you bake your own bread and then sell your own bread, then at your restaurant, then you don't have to pay the $20 minimum wage. It's funny, isn't it? You don't have to pay a $20 minimum wage if you bake and sell your own bread in your restaurants. A preposterous idea. And Newsom, to this day, is trying to pretend that that wasn't a special deal for his buddy, that he didn't take $164,000 in exchange for that little provision. He's a clown. He really is a clown. And I will never understand human nature that looks at a clown like Newsom and not see through him. Because you could pick another Democrat, but why him? Hair and jawline. Nothing else. You know what? He's not even good at being corrupt. Like, he's such a dunce. Every time he does something corrupt, he gets caught. And then he's like a little kid fumbling for an explanation. All right, we come back. We are talking to Blake Trolley, KFI News. And Blake's going to tell us about the five guys arrested, six people found shot and burned out in the Mojave Desert some weeks ago. We've got Sandy Wells live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.